Are you loving yourself today?
I am. I'm also loving this cute little piggy you put on my microphone. It's because of the bacon eating, isn't it?
No. No. The Farmington Police, the Farmington Police gave us that.
The Farmington Police gave you a pig?
Yeah, look at that.
Aww.
What a great sense of humor, right?
Yeah, it's actually really cute.
Yeah, we're trying to get him on the General's wake-up call, but which is another podcast altogether. Today, though, we're recording a chronicle. I almost said a re-chronicle, but it is, I guess it could be a re-chronicle.
It can be whatever we want.
That's right.
Recon, chronicle.
But we're doing it live together. Face to face, which is kind of different, isn't it?
It is different. I can't hang upside down on my couch while I'm talking to you anymore.
No. but we're down at Better Homes and Gardens Golden Door, and Julie Blair has been so nice to let us invade her space, and she does for my other program as well. So, and I just felt like this was it's a nice, comfortable feel, and I wanted you to get out of the house. And bring your lovely daughter. I'm glad you brought your lovely daughter with you.
Oh, thank you. Yes, Brielle's loving the nice, cushy little couch.
With the monkey over there?
Yeah.
Well, listen, we're running a day behind on getting one posted. And I've had some interesting stuff going on with me that I want to discuss. But I also want to talk about doing more of a live it to be the best you can be.
Okay.
I don't know. Let's talk about, for me first, let's talk about what I've been through.
Yes, absolutely.
And then let's talk about some good stuff.
Okay.
You know, because of my size, I'm thinking that that's my main problem. I need to drop some weight for sure. But it's not chronic, but it's not good. I have some degeneration of my disc L4 and L5.
Okay.
Okay, so that's the lower back. I have no back pain, which is kind of unusual. Typically, you will have some back pain when that transpires. Got somebody glaring at us at the door here.
Oh.
I don't know what to do for sure.
I don't know.
They're all out to lunch. Anyway, it's kind of a degeneration kind of thing, and I don't have any back pain, but it's extremely difficult for me to walk. I have butt cheek pain in the best way I know how to put it, and then that radiates down, and that's both sides, radiates down through my thigh and my calf. So I have opted to do some injections and some physical therapy, and I had physical therapy yesterday.
On your back or on your butt?
The whole body.
Okay.
The whole body. And what they're trying to do is, what's happening is, as those discs collapse or get degenerate, your backbone starts to come together, which squeezes your spinal cord, which causes, it's nerve pain.
Okay.
Is basically what it amounts to. I mean, I haven't been working. I couldn't if I wanted to. The most workout I could do has to be in a chair, you know, moving my legs left and right and doing some stretching. They did put me on a big red ball, which I really kind of liked, big thing. But I was on my back, and then they threw my legs over that and had to move them one side to the other. And the whole idea was to keep from moving your hips or move just your hip but not your back. I don't remember exactly how that all transpired.
Oh, okay, so were they more like stretches and then you're
stretches.
Focusing right on,
yes.
on that part?
The whole idea, okay. Like if the dog, when you do like the, I don't remember the yoga pose, when you're on all fours and you hump your back up,
mm-hmm.
there's downward.
Oh, downward dog.
Yeah, you don't want to do that because that compresses the discs.
Ooh,
but
okay.
If you hump your back up like a cat that's mad, then that spreads. Yeah.
You just know. Got a visual right yeah. there. Okay. That's, angry cat.
Yeah, with okay. my tail in the air.
Okay.
All fluffed out. But that stretches, yeah, that stretches the back or helps the spinal cord stretch out.
Okay.
So that's why, because I was nervous when I first found out about it, because I go to a chiropractor. I just absolutely love Dr. Ken. It's I better wait to ask his permission before I say what the firm is. Mm-hmm. But they put me on this medieval machine.
Medieval machine. Do elaborate, please. Is it made of iron? Are there spikes?
It's extremely comfortable, but and they don't take your arms and legs and hold them and stretch them that way, right?
Okay.
They put this thing around your kind of your chest, lower chest, and then around your stomach or around your hips. And what it does is it pulls you apart a little bit at a time. So it actually is helping those discs get back into place. Because what happens when the discs degenerate, they kind of squish. Like, you know, when you put a big ball of burger on the fryer, you want it to be flattened out. So you take your thing. Well, you don't want to do that to your disc. You want to have it spread. You want it big, thick, and juicy.
Yeah, thick and juicy disc, okay.
And the older you get, the less juicy it gets.
Okay.
I don't know why I'm referring it to the food, but...
You know what? I really want a burger right now, but that's okay.
And bacon, because we were talking about bacon, too. I want a bacon cheeseburger.
Throw an egg on there while we're at it.
Oh, my.
Yes, I just went to Red Robin, as I told you the other day.
I love that place, too.
Oh, my goodness, me too.
Anyway, so with therapy... I need to check with my the guy that's going to do the injections, and it's cortisone that they're going to check into the spine, which is a form of steroids.
Right.
I think I told you originally that it was steroids, but it's a form of steroids. It's a cortisone shot. But I need to find out where he's going to put that, and if he understands that I don't have back pain. Okay. My physical therapist, who I absolutely adore her, explained to me that there's different places that they can place that shot. She goes, find out where he's going to put it and find out what he's putting it in there for. Mm-hmm. So if anybody else is going through the same type thing, make sure before you have, because our host here at Better Homes and Gardens, Julie has had that shot, but the guy didn't put it in the right place. And so it didn't help her at all. It was no help whatsoever.
Right.
So make sure that they know, and I'm so glad that I have talked to my therapist more, because she's like, you know, they can put that anywhere in the spine, and different places get different results. So if you're going through the same thing, make sure whoever is doing your injection, that they know where they're putting it and know exactly what they're doing, and they understand. That's the other thing about being, when you go to a physician of any kind, that you make sure, and it's been hard for me to describe the pain in my legs. Have you ever, anybody ask you about a pain you don't know how to explain it to them?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So you think, okay, well, how do you explain sharp and shooting, but also stabbing? And then, you know, like, there's a list of adjectives you can use.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So trying to explain exactly what was going on with my legs was extremely difficult for me. And I want to make sure, this is kind of cute, because I was asking my therapist, I've told several people, my chiropractor and my therapist, about, you know, the spine doctor just seemed like, not nonchalant. And it kind of bothered me, you know. It's kind of like, you know, this is my back we're talking about.
Absolutely.
But my chiropractor really put it in perspective. He's like, you know, I would be worried if he was really excited about it. Because that means I have something unusual.
Right, a special interest case.
Yeah, exactly. He goes, because he's nonchalant about it, it's an everyday deal. So that makes me feel a little bit better. But I want to make sure before I get the injections that he understands, or that I understand exactly what he's doing the injections for, whether it's for back pain or leg aches, problems, that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
Does that make all sense? Did I make it any sense at all?
It does, because if you're not feeling back pain, why would you want an injection there? That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. If you can troubleshoot where your pain is, then that makes more sense to me.
That's the name of the game.
Absolutely.
So, I'm definitely going to start weight loss. I don't want to, we're not going to call it that four-letter word that begins with a D.
No.
We're going to call it a live it.
Okay. Live it.
Live it.
I like
I'm
that.
Gonna live it. I'm damn sure not gonna diet.
Okay, so David, have you chosen a program?
I have not. And that's why I wanna get a little deeper into the keto.
Okay.
Because I know how many pounds? 70 pounds?
I've lost just over 70, and I fluctuate depending on, you know, that time of the month and stuff like that. But yeah, just over 70 pounds.
Now can we get a little personal?
Yeah.
Okay. because that time of the month for ladies, little water, water gain, right?
Oh, big time. Yeah. Water retention.
Okay. So, so that's what men, I can't say that I have that issue. Yeah, I'm retaining water.
You're retaining water.
But it's all month long. It's a 30-day cycle. 12 months out of the year. Some days, some months it's 31.
Oh. Yes. Oh, yeah. Don't forget that extra day.
Yeah. So it's different for men and women.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about the keto diet that you did, because your dad did it too, and he lost 250 pounds.
Oh, yeah. He lost almost half of his body weight from the original start.
That's a bunch.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and I think on one of the podcasts, you even said how much you weighed, which I was extremely impressed with. We don't have to get into that again, but are you feel like you're at the right weight now that you want to be, or do you want... You look fantastic.
Oh,
let me just
say
that before we get too far down the road.
Okay. Yeah. Fine. Just kidding.
But do you feel comfortable in your own skin?
You know, I'm at the point now where I feel comfortable in my own skin. You know, I've had 4 kids, so speaking of skin, I have a lot of extra skin. So that's kind of the thing that I'm the most uncomfortable about at the moment. And I think eventually I'll get it cut off. But for now, I'm good with where I'm at.
Okay.
Yeah.
So right now you exercise just to maintain?
Basically, yeah. To maintain. And I'm working on building muscle back up because I'm not at the same spot that I was at a year ago. That's when I was lifting with a trainer. I had someone in my face tell me what to do and I didn't have to think about it. And now I have to think about it and I'm more so thinking about my plants and lifting things around my yard and doing things like that. So I want to get back into doing some focused strength training because I just feel better when I do
that. Well, I know you're a major gardener.
I am.
That's kind of a soul soothing thing too, isn't it?
You know, it really is. It really is. And my kids laugh at me and think I'm crazy, but I do. Like if you look through the pictures in my phone, like most of them are of like really cool, interesting plants that I've seen at different places.
So you don't just take pictures of your own plants. You take pictures of other people's plants.
Yeah. When I went to Hawaii,
is that an invasion of privacy?
No. I mean, it's just a picture of a tree, okay? Yeah, so that's my thing.
Well, Hawaii's got a bunch of plants that are very pretty. I lived in Louisiana for a while, and boy, the foliage... dogwoods. Have you ever smelt the dogwood?
I have not.
Oh.
I would love to, though.
Yeah, in the springtime, it's unbelievable. Oh, we had a crackle. I wonder what that came from. Are you static? No static on you.
No, I fidget. Maybe it was my fidgeting.
No, it shouldn't be a problem. Okay, so this is our lovely host, Julie. This is April.
Hi, Julie.
We are recording, but we don't care. We'll add you. We've already talked about you. It was all good, though. It was good.
I'm so glad you could let us use... Oh, tacos?
Yeah.
Oh.
We were talking about food, and now we're talking about keto. Good. And so, yeah. I have all these buttons. I don't want to cough into the microphone. All right, so let's go back. I kind of got you off subject.
Okay.
Let's go back to the keto program.
Okay.
Because you know the things that I heard about it, I thought, well, you know, I just the things I heard was like, oh yeah, you eat all the bacon you want. It sounded to me like the old protein diet that they used to have.
Oh, like the Atkins
diet. Yeah, the old one. Now the new Atkins, I think they've added greens and stuff to that, but the old one was all, you just eat meat. That was it. Nothing else. And that all that protein, because protein burns fat, and that was the idea behind it. And I did lose weight years ago on that diet. So let's talk on that live it. So it was a diet because I gained it all back. We're doing live it.
4-letter words.
Yeah.
We do not say.
We do live it now.
Yes.
All right. So let's talk about the keto for a bit.
Okay.
The basic program. What did you do? What was your daily routine?
Okay, so basically, to break it down, it goes like this. You worry about your net carbs. You
net
don't try,
carbs.
Yep, you don't try and hit a protein goal. There's vegetarians who can eat keto. There's vegans who eat keto. Yeah. So it's basically just restricting the amount of the net carbohydrate intake daily. So I keep mine at 20 net or below. And I know other people think differently and have their own opinions. But in my case, especially with, you know, figuring out that it's gluten and a lot of things have gluten in it, that worked best for me. And so, you know, I would wake up, I would have a couple eggs, some avocado.
Avocado. Egg and avocado, yeah.
Yeah, it's good, you know? And the one thing, though, if you do choose to do keto, is you've got to keep up your electrolytes, because we talked about water retention. So when you don't have all those carbs in your tummy holding in everything, it just flushes through you. So the vitamins and the minerals that normally you would retain while your body can process it could go through you if you drink a lot of water. And so if you up your electrolytes and magnesium, then it just kind of keeps things, you know.
I got you. So how do you up your electrolytes? I thought you upped your electrolytes by drinking water.
So some water
has it in it?
Yeah, there's some that do.
So you're drinking the Refresh.
I am, because it's cheap. Like, I don't know if this one has electrolytes in it. You can get it at Safeway. You can get 2 cases for $5. Wow. I'm a single mom of 4 kids, so I do the 2 for $5 deal.
I got you. I feel you.
Yeah. But I found this electrolyte company, and I cannot think of the name, but it's flavored watermelon lime, and then it has electrolytes in it. And so you can just add a scoop to your water bottle and drink it, and it tastes really good. And
so it's a powder.
It's a powder.
So that I could add to my regular water bottle.
Exactly. And then it has BCAAs in it, which is very good for after recovery. If you go to the gym, if you do your little like kitty cat and reversing and you stretch your back
and my you need to recover. Cat, yeah.
Yes. Then that's
they were easy
on
me.
So, oh, good. Yeah. Okay.
I think the next ones are going to be a little bit more difficult, but yeah, they took it easy. All right. Good. So really then it's just an idea of watching the carbohydrates.
That's exactly what it is. And I've had people talk to me saying, oh, well, I can never do keto because that's too much protein. And, you know, and I'm like, okay, well, like, what do you think it is exactly then? And they said, well, you know, you have to reach this and this and this amount of protein daily. And I said, no, you really don't. You know, I'm in a lot of different keto groups on Facebook because I think it's kind of fun to see what other people are doing and what recipes they like, what products they like, what products they don't like. You know, because let's be honest, there's there is this sugar substitute called maltitol that some products put in, and it makes you so sick. If you've ever tried it, you would know what I'm talking about. I don't want to get gross here, but let's just say
diarrhea.
Bad. Yeah.
So volcanic diarrhea. Is what you're talking about.
So what I'm saying is, if you want to do a colon cleanse, then maybe. But I can't imagine. It's not worth it. Just stay away. It's not fun at
okay.
all.
Well, I know. Anyway. I know that that there's something in. I think it's sugar-free chocolate that gives you that same.
Yeah, so if it has maltitol, that's probably it.
Yeah.
But there's others that use stevia to sweeten, and so I like stevia. And I don't know if it's stevia or stevia, but you know what
I've heard
about
it both
the
ways.
Plant.
Yeah, I do. Uh-huh. And that's a natural sweetener.
Yes.
I have, I found out the hard way about sugar-free chocolate.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Did you do a cleanse?
On a date.
Oh, you were on a date?
I had it. Not funny.
I'm so sorry.
She didn't think it was funny either. But you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, I would love to hear about it.
Yeah, we'll talk about that some other time. I'm turning beet red.
Oh
I know
my
I,
gosh!
It did.
So hard.
You know, that's not something that I typically do in a relationship until it's like deep into the relationship. You know,
so,
I don't feel that comfortable.
So if you feel the need to fart, you just kind of like.
If I feel that comfortable with somebody, I'm not that comfortable with you yet.
Oh, you know, I have never heard David fart. That is true.
Oh, can we get that on? No. We have that before.
Ladies, He has some self-control.
Well, if I don't drink imitation chocolate,
we're good. Okay.
Yeah, whatever that stuff was, or whatever sugar.
Oh, sugar-free chocolate.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. That, whatever
that,
was
especially
in there.
If it has volatile.
Yeah, I gotta feel my face beat red. Okay. I want to dig a little deeper. So, do you count calories when you're doing the keto diet?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Nope. So, you know, I've eaten a pound of bacon?
Because
I mean, I'm not going to lie. There's been times where I really wanted bacon, so I ate bacon. But do I do that on a regular basis? No, I don't. You know, sometimes I'll add a little bit to flavor things. No, I do eat more fat typically, but I try to get a lot of that fat more from like avocados and nuts.
Well, that's healthy fat.
Yeah,
exactly. Avocado's got the best healthy, I mean, I don't know that you can eat all you want, but it's the best healthy fat you can get.
It's very good for you.
I can't remember. It's been so long. There's saturated fat, non-saturated fat, so on. Avocado has the best that you can get.
Right.
So and that it's actually good. It's good for your body.
And it makes you feel full, too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's yummy.
Yeah, I love avocados. Any way, shape, or form. And tomatoes. Although I've heard that tomatoes... Somebody with high blood pressure should not eat a lot of tomatoes. Have you heard that?
I've heard that too. Yeah.
I don't know why. We should check in. That'd be another one we should check
into. Yeah, we should check into that. Well,
you know, it's one of those kind of things I feel like, and we kind of talked about this ahead of time. I kind of feel like Fat Bastard in the Austin Power movies because he has a breakdown moment. He's pretty evil, but he has a breakdown moment talking about, well, I'll get it and play it.
Okay.
You really are a fat bastard. You know, that hurts my feelings. I've tried going on a diet, you know. The zone. You know, carbs are the enemy.
I can't stop eating. I eat because I'm unhappy. And I'm unhappy because I eat. It's a vicious cycle.
That's exactly how I feel. I mean, sometimes I think that... you know, you're danged if you do and danged if you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Now that since your daughter's here, and this is a great thing to bring up, I'm sure that you're doing your best, but they're still kids, to set them on a guided path as far as eating properly and eating for nutrition-wise and stuff like that. How difficult that is, a mom of four to...
Oh my goodness, that is so difficult. So, especially with this one in particular, that's right here with us.
You like candy? I like candy.
She does. And okay, so my kids have a little bit of a different situation in that their dad owns a store. And
that has
so
this stuff.
They can sneak in through the back doors, their grandma's kitchen, go right in through the back door into the store. And my kids have had a bad habit of just like, especially when we were still married and we lived there, that they would just sneak off across the field real quick, go grab a candy bar, and then like hide it and eat it in their closet. Hi, and a bag of chips, right? We won't.
What, me, Mom? Look at that innocent look. What,
we won't eat it in the closet.
Okay, well, where would you eat it?
In the kitchen?
In the kitchen?
In front of everybody?
Or in Grandma's kitchen? No. Dad's kitchen. But I tell you what, though. We went to California for a few months, and so they could not just sneak off to their dad's store and grab stuff. It was more like whatever was in the house was
right
in the house. And that made it a lot easier, huh? As far as that goes. I know they miss their dad, but as far
as... Banana had a bunch of candy.
Okay, we're going to call my mom out right here. So my mom... Oh no, she's going to kill me. Okay, so you've heard of like the one treat drawer
right,
stash.
Sure.
Okay. My mom, bless her heart, has the, like, I've never met anyone with a bigger sweet tooth. So my mom has a dresser dedicated for that. And then she also has a few boxes on the side of her bed, huh, of, like, all sorts of things.
And in front of the TV.
Okay, yeah. So yeah, that was interesting.
You know, I don't think there's a problem with that stuff. It's all about moderation.
Right.
You know, and I don't know if you can tell by looking at me, but I have a hard time with moderation. Even when it came to alcohol, I mean, I don't drink excessively, but if I went when I was younger, when I went out, I would, you know, and I didn't. And it's just a matter of training yourself to be more,
conscientious.
Thank you. Who said that? Somebody, thank you, Barbie.
Thank you.
Conscientious is the best word. Here's my problem was I don't know whether we talked about this before or not, but I smoked 3 packs of cigarettes.
Okay, yes, we did. You did.
And it's the
that.
Oral satisfaction.
Okay.
The cigarette. So when I threw the cigarettes out, I had to have something to replace that oral satisfaction. And I have a natural sweet tooth. I came by my mom. Same kind of deal. She made all kinds of great stuff, and when we were sad, here have some fudge, make mm-hmm. you happy. When we were happy, way to go! Here have some fudge. You know, so it was the same kind of thing. And my grandmother, her mother, made the best divinity I've ever had in my life. So as you go through life, we're not doing our kids a lot of favor by continually. We can treat them right.
Yeah.
Give them a treat now. They're kids. They deserve a treat.
Exactly. But moderation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So all
I agree with that.
That's exactly what we're trying to do with this podcast. And that's a roundabout way for me coming back to the live it that I'd like to do. I'd like to make sure that, because this is going to be it for me. I mean,
right.
You know, I'm 60. I'll be 66 soon. Say that 3 times real fast. No.
66 soon, 66 soon, 66 soon.
Wow.
Thanks, Heath Cates from improv. Check him out.
So I feel like it's time for me to really dig in. And it's harder to lose weight the older you get. Your metabolism is not as high.
Oh, sure.
Let's talk about that for a second. Okay. On the keto diet, do they recommend that you eat every couple of hours?
You know, I've read different things because it in itself is such a huge spectrum. There's some people who, there's a lot of people who have different opinions on it. And there's a doctor, Dr. Eric Berg, that I really enjoy watching his YouTube videos about it.
Repeat his name then.
Dr. Eric Berg.
Okay.
And he explains that once you're in ketosis, how every time you eat, your insulin spikes. And so...
What's ketosis?
So ketosis is what happens when you follow the keto diet. And it usually takes between 2 to 3 weeks when you first start. And then once you are in ketosis, you are in... So normally people are more like they burn carbohydrates for fuel. So once you're in ketosis, you burn fat for fuel. And so it switches over to using fat as your fuel versus like the higher carb,
and
which
so the
is what
extra
most people
fat
do.
In your body.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Just burns off. Yeah. That's why you don't have to hit a certain fat level, which some people think they do. So I've heard of some people putting butter in their coffee and like, you know, I tried it once. I mean, it was kind of good, but also I kind of felt gross after, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, to each their own, whatever works for them, you know. But really, basically, you're just restricting the carbohydrates, and that's what puts you into that state of ketosis.
All right. So the keto diet worked for you.
Yes.
I'm still undecided exactly what I'm going to do.
Okay.
I think the best thing for me is to push myself away from the table, for one thing. The second thing is I need to get some exercise. So I'm at the situation, especially where I was going with the roundabout way, with where my back's at or my legs are at. It's hard for me to walk 50 feet mm-hmm. without having to stop and sit down. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. And that in itself is extremely painful. So once I get through that pain and get that taken care of, then that will be my next project is to start walking. And I may use a treadmill. I'm thinking about going to the pool, Lions Pool, indoor pool here, and doing indoor on because it takes all the pressure off. And I could
yes.
do that right now.
Yes,
I wouldn't
that would
have
be
to
wonderful.
Wait. Yeah. So that's kind of in the back of my mind.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So with all that being said, as I get closer, then you and I will sit down and we'll plan out a diet. But we'll progress everything through this. I was so glad that we had the cannabis nurse on. Mm-hmm. And I know that there's cannabis strains, and I'm checking into that now that I'm an old hippie, and I think we talked about that before, but that actually does helps curb appetite and not cause appetite.
I was curious about that, too.
Yeah, that, you'd be interested in that.
I'm like, maybe, you know? I mean, we all have those times where we just really, really, really want to indulge in something, you know?
Well, for me, it's been, I've tried gummies, and it's been a good thing way to sleep. It helps me sleep. It hasn't given me the munchies, per se, yet, but it does help me sleep tremendously. So that's basically it for me. But other than that, as we move forward, that's the kind of self-help thing that we want to get across, right? That's what we're shooting for.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're not trying to push one thing in particular. Nope. Let's try different things and see how you feel. And
gonna make me the guinea pig.
Hey, I will go to hot yoga with you, but you do not get any sugar-free chocolate, and I am not going directly behind you.
Yeah, we're gonna get Stacy on too. You did commit to do hot yoga, didn't you?
I did, and I just did my evil mom cackle. My son tells me I have the most evil mom cackle. So rude, huh?
Yeah, it's all right. I can hardly wait. I can so hardly wait. I can. Well, here's the deal: I don't know if I can do it right now. That's the problem. And I'd love to get Stacy on as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. So let me kind of toss that around, because that would be. Yeah, that might be all right. I mean, it did help the stretches that I did with the physical therapist, and I'll talk to them too, see what they think, because I have another meeting on Monday.
Yes. So. But I think the main thing to think about, though, is to not do anything that could
hurt,
especially with, you know, Stacey's your different
aware.
Spots.
She's aware, and she's been doing it a long time, so I know she. Stacy, when you listen to this, I want you to be gentle on me. Be very, very nice to me.
David needs a hug.
Yeah, something. No, I'm going to need a crane to get my fat butt off the floor when we're done, is what I'm going to need. Anyway, all right. Well, listen, have anything else you want to add, my dear?
I think we basically covered
I think
lot.
So. I think I didn't interrupt you too much on the keto diet. We got most of out about the keto, right?
Yeah, I feel like we stressed on the main points. And, you know, there's a lot more that is involved with that. But again, I just want to repeat that's something that's worked for me. But I think it's great for everyone to just find whatever works best for them. And
they're welcome to email us at theglowuptalks@gmail.com with any questions, comments, or we'll even take your criticisms, but be nice. But yeah, you'll answer questions, won't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right, my dear.